الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونشكره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ولا ضد ولا ند ولا مثيل ولا شبيه له، ولا مكان ولا جهة له، ولا خالق سواه. وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا وعظيمنا وقائدنا وقرة أعيننا محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه وحبيبه، بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة، فجزاه الله عنا خير ما جزى نبيا من أنبيائه. فصل اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى كل رسول أرسلته، صلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحابته الطيبين الطاهرين. أما بعد عباد الله، فإني أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله العلي القدير، القائل في محكم كتابه في ذم المشركين: أم جعلوا لله شركاء خلقوا كخلقه فتشابه الخلق عليهم، قل الله خالق كل شيء وهو الواحد القهار. إخوة الإيمان، لقد أمر الله تعالى نبيه المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم في هذه الآية أن ينكر على المشركين الذين كانوا يعبدون الأصنام من دون الله، ويبين لهم أن الله هو خالق كل شيء، وأنه الواحد الذي لا شريك له ولا مثيل له ولا نظير له ولا خالق لشيء من الأشياء إلا هو، ولذا فهو الواحد، فهو وحده المستحق للعبادة. Dear brother, in the ayah I mentioned, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was ordered to denounce on the mushrikun, the idol worshippers, those who used to worship the idols instead of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In that ayah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, in dispraising them, he showed that there is no creator except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is your creator. Why would you worship idols when Allah is your creator subhanahu wa ta'ala? And that Allah ta'ala is the one without a partner. Wahid. La sharika lah. He has no partner in Godhood. So if he is the creator, he has no partner. There is no others that create. He is the only creator subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that there is no similitude to him. No one is similar to him. No one is like him in any way, subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا خَالِقَ لِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْأَشْيَاءِ إِلَّا هُوَ. No one creates anything but him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the reason why he only is deserving the worship. Because Allah ta'ala is the creator, and he only deserves to be worshipped. أيها الأحبة، إن من أصول عقائد الإسلام اعتقاد أن الله تعالى خالقنا، أي مخرجنا من العدم إلى الوجود. Among the principles of the Islamic beliefs, the basis of Islamic beliefs is to believe that Allah is our creator, as we all know. And our creator, this means being, the creator means to bringing the creations from non-existence into existence, from nothing. وَخَالِقُ أَعْمَالَنَا. And that he is the creator of our actions. Whatever we do is also created by Allah. So Allah Ta'ala created us and what we do, our actions. أَيْ الَّذِي يُبْرِزُهَا مِنَ الْعَدَمِ إِلَى الْوُجُودِ. He is the one who brought it from non-existence to existence. وَقَدْ رُوِيَ عَنْ إِمَامِ الصُّوفِيَّةِ الْعَارِفِينَ الْجُنَيْدِ الْبَغْدَادِ. It was narrated from the Imam of the Sufis of his time. His name is Al-Junayd. Al-Junayd al-Baghdadi. He was asked about Tawheed. He was asked about Tawheed. He said, قال لما سئل عن التوحيد إنه لا مكون لشيء من الأشياء من الأعيان والأعمال خالق لها إلا الله تعالى. So when he was asked about what is Tawheed, he said to know that there is no creator to anything from, whether it is a body, a physical body, an entity, or an action, a doing, there is no creator to it except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is your firm belief, to believe that everything absolutely is created by Allah, whether it is bodies, entities, things, or doings, actions. وَالْأَعْيَانُ إِخْوَةَ الْإِيمَانِ هِيَ كُلُّ مَا لَهُ حَجْمٌ صَغِيرًا كَانَ أَمْ كَبِيرًا. And entities, it is whatever that has a size, whether it is a big size or a small size. It's an entity. فَيَجِبُ اعْتِقَادُ أَنَّ كُلَّ مَا دَخَلَ فِي الْوُجُودِ مِنَ الْأَعْيَانِ أي الْأَحْجَامِ وَالْأَعْمَالِ مَا كَانَ خَيْرًا وَمَا كَانَ شَرًّا وُجِدَ بِخَلْقِ اللَّهِ. Listen, by listening to this and believing in it firmly, you're going to have more reliance in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're going to have full trust and more tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you know firmly that all the entities, whatever has a size, whether it's a big size or a small size, and the actions, the deeds, whether it is a good deed or a bad deed, whether it's khair or shar, it is created by Allah. It was brought into existence by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah said in Al-Quran Al-Kareem, قال الله تعالى والله خلقكم وما تعملون. This ayah proves that Allah, it means Allah created you and what you do. Allah created you and what you do. People, what do we do? Some of us do good deeds, some of us do bad deeds, some they do kufr. Allah Ta'ala is saying والله خلقكم وما تعملون. He is the one who created you and that which you do. But it does not mean that whatever you did, because Allah created it, it means He loves it, He accepted it. No, He created it, but who decided to do it? You. And that's why you are judged. I am Allah خلقكم وخلق أعمالكم فنحن أيها الأحبة لا نخلق شيئا لا ذواتنا ولا أعمالنا. Allah is the one who created it. He created us and our actions. We do not create anything. Neither do we create ourselves, nor do we create our actions. إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ وَأَعْمَالُنَا بِخَلْقِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. Rather, us, ourselves, and our actions, our doings, are created by Allah Ta'ala. And there is no difference. لَا فَرْقَ فِي ذَلِكَ بَيْنَ أَعْمَالَنَا الْإِخْتِيَارِيَّةِ كَالْأَكْلِ وَالشُّرْبِ وَبَيْنَ الْأَعْمَالِ الْإِضْطِرَارِيَّةِ الَّتِي لَيْسَتْ بِإِخْتِيَارِنَا كالارتعاش من البرد الرجفة من البرد مثلا كل ذلك بخلقه سبحانه وتعالى. And when we're talking about our actions, it doesn't matter whether it is intentional, our intentional actions or non-intentional, they are created by Allah. Whether you go and eat and drink, this is an action done by Allah's creation. Allah created it, you committed it, you acquired it, but Allah created it. Or the non-intentional, like shivering from the cold. This is non-intentional. You did not intend to shiver. But that is also created by Allah. So from this, we're going to get the idea that absolutely everything is created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال الله تعالى. And in clarifying this further, this ayah is an evidence that all of these actions are also by the creating of Allah, that Allah created it subhanahu. قال الله تعالى قل إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين لا شريك له وبذلك أمرت وأنا أول المسلمين. Per the ayah, this ayah it means that say, O Muhammad, say, my salat, my prayer, the prayer of the abd, the slave, and his nusuk. Nusuk ma yuzbahu kal-udhiyah. His nusuk is what he slaughters as a sacrifice for the sake of Allah, like the udhiyah. My prayer, which is an action. Is the prayer action? It's an action. It's not an entity. It's an action. My prayer, my nusuk, yani like my udhiyah, and my living and death is created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is owned by Allah. Your life and your death is owned by Allah, created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one else takes part in creating you or ending your life. Allah only. He is the one subhanahu wa ta'ala. So from this, Allah ta'ala is telling us that there is no difference between the actions that you do intentionally, like the prayers and the nusuk, like the udhiyah, and the actions that you do unintentionally, like life and death. This is something that you don't do intentionally, so it means both your actions that you do, whether intentional or non-intentional, they are by Allah Ta'ala created them. There is no creator other than that. طيب, what is the difference? إنما تتميز الأعمال الاختيارية التي تقع باختيار العبد ويكتسبها الناس بأنها هي التي يحاسب عليها الإنسان ويؤاخذ. The only difference is that your intentional actions, the actions that you did intentionally, are the kind of actions that the slave will be judged for on Judgment Day. Because you did them, you did these activities, these doings, these actions, then you will be judged for it. If it was good, you will be rewarded for it. إذا كان خيرا تثاب عليه وما كان شرا يستحق العقاب عليه. And if it is evil, then that person deserves the torture. So who did that action? You did. Who created it? Allah. But who intended to do it? You did. You went ahead and went and did it, whether it's good or bad. So if it is good, Allah Ta'ala promised to reward you, and you will be rewarded for it. And if it's evil, then Allah Ta'ala threatened to torture you, so you deserve torture for that bad action. And this is also taken from the Quran. قال الله تعالى لها ما كسبت أي من الخير تنتفع النفس ما كسبت من الخير وعليها ما اكتسبت أي وعليها وبال ما اكتسبته من الشر يعني تستحق العقوبة. Which means every self will benefit or will get reward for the good deeds it acquired. It will benefit because of those good deeds. And every self will deserve torture for the bad deeds that it acquired. It will take the consequences of these bad deeds. Allah said that in Al-Quran. Remember this ayah. As for Al-Kasb that is mentioned in this ayah, what is Al-Kasb? Al-Kasb huwa tawjihu al-abdi. قصده وإرادته نحو العمل فيخلقه الله عند ذلك. الكسب is to acquire the act, the doing, to acquire the deed. Who acquires it? You do. And how do you acquire it? By you intending to do it. You direct yourself to go and do it. You either go drink halal drink or you go and drink haram drink. You intended and you went ahead and did it. When you did it, Allah created it. So the action has been done by you. Who chose to do the action? You did. But Allah Ta'ala promised that if you do the good, you will be rewarded. And if you do the evil, you will be tortured. That is why you are mukallaf. That is why you are accountable. If you did the evil, then you chose to do it. It's available. It is there. Allah created it. But it does not mean you can do it. Allah created many types of animals. Some of them are halal, some of them are haram. But He told you which one is halal, which one is haram. So it's now up to you to choose, and then you have to take the consequence. Meaning, if you did the halal, you will be rewarded, you chose it. But if you did the haram, you chose the evil, and you know that Allah threatened you with that, so you will deserve the torture that Allah Ta'ala will for the one who does evil. طبعاً, if the person did not seek forgiveness before his death. If he did, then Allah is very forgiving. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَاللَّهُ تَعَالَى هُوَ خَالِقُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ الْعِبَادُ كَاسِبُونَ لِأَعْمَالِهِمْ وَاللَّهُ خَالِقٌ لِلْعِبَادِ وَخَالِقٌ لِأَعْمَالِهِمْ وَخَالِقٌ لِنِيَّاتِهِمْ وقصودهم لا خالق إلا هو سبحانه وتعالى لا شريك له. He is the one who creates all of that. There is no partner to him in that, سبحانه وتعالى. أيها الأحبة، فإن من يعقد قلبه على أن الله عز وجل هو خالق كل شيء وأنه لا ضار ولا نافع على الحقيقة إلا الله ويكثر من شهود ذلك في قلبه حتى يصير مستشعرا لذلك بقلبه دائما، عندها تهون عليه المصائب، عندها تهون عليه مصائب الدنيا وتهون عليه الشدائد ويذهب عنه الخوف من العباد عند التمسك بأحكام الدين ويصير من أهل اليقين إذا استمر على ذلك. So after explaining all of this, that Allah is the creator of everything, both the good and the evil, the doings and the entities, the actions of the slaves, whether good or bad, after mentioning all of that, dear brothers, if the person believes firmly in his heart that Allah truly is the creator for everything, he created everything, and that no one creates benefit or harm except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if you kept this always recalled in your heart, you always have this belief and feeling in your heart, remembering this at all times, that Allah ta'ala is the true creator for everything, until it becomes in your heart, well-rooted, always, then things will become easier for you. Then the hardships of life will become easier on you. Then the matters of the dunya, the hardships in the dunya will become easier to tolerate, easier to bear. And the fear from the slaves will be gone. You will no longer have this fear, horror from things that many people have. Now people have fear from many, many, many things. Subhanallah. Had they recalled that Allah is the creator of everything, He is the one who willed for everything, why do I have to fear if Allah willed for things to be? Let me focus on doing what Allah accepts, what is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the good deeds, and let me be patient when the affliction comes so I can get reward for it. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will make these things easy on you. You will not feel it like many others do. Subhanallah. Look at the kuffar. They fear so many things. They fear death, they fear poverty, they fear not only the kuffar, but the kuffar and those who have less iman and less iman, they even fear more. But the more iman you have, the more reliance you have, the more thiqah, trust and reliance you have on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these dunya matters will become like nothing to you. Your heart is attached with the akhirah. So these dunya, you are just passing through. The dunya is just a pass through to get to the other side, to the next life. اللهم اجعلنا من أهل اليقين الراسخ وثبتنا على الطريق القويم بجاه سيد المرسلين عليه الصلاة والسلام. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم، فيا فوز المستغفرين استغفر الله. Ask Allah to forgive you. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونشكره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد الصادق الوعد الأمين وعلى إخوانه النبيين والمرسلين، ورضي الله عن أمهات المؤمنين وآل البيت الطاهرين وعن الخلفاء الراشدين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي، وعن الأئمة المهتدين وعن الأولياء الصالحين. أما بعد عباد الله، فإني أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله العلي العظيم، فاتقوه Dear brothers, again I urge you and I remind you to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to obey Him and to do as Allah ta'ala ordered and to take and give a lot of attention to acquiring and increasing your level in Islamic knowledge. And to do a lot of salat and dhikr. A lot of salat ala al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Occupy your time with something beneficial. Occupy your time with dhikr, with salat ala al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With inviting, with doing da'wah, inviting people. If you cannot teach, invite people to come and learn. Invite them to the musalla. Open a session in the musalla or get someone to give them a lesson at their house. Invite people for da'wah. Continue to occupy your time and what benefits because death is very close and near. وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ أَمَرَكُمْ بِأَمْرٍ عَظِيمٍ أَمَرَكُمْ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالسَّلَامِ عَلَى نَبِيِّهِ الْكَرِيمِ فَقَالْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. يقول الله تعالى يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم يوم ترونها تذهل كل مرضعة عما أرضعت وتضع كل ذات حمل حملها وترى الناس سكارى وما هم بسكارى ولكن عذاب الله شديد. اللهم إنا دعوناك فاستجب لنا دعاءنا فاغفر اللهم لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم اجعلنا هداة مهتدين غير ضالين ولا مضلين. اللهم استر عوراتنا وآمن روعاتنا واكفنا ما أهمنا وقنا شر ما نتخوف. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا يا رب العالمين واحفظنا واحفظ أولادنا يا أرحم الراحمين واجعلنا من أهل اليقين. اللهم اغفر لنا ولمشايخنا ولمن له حق علينا يا رب العالمين. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله العظيم يثبكم واشكروه يزدكم واستغفروه يغفر لكم واتقوه يجعل لكم من أمركم مخرجا. وأقم الصلاة.